what are you talked a bit about benefit tracking and the kind of skills you need to really manage suppliers. What would you say are the things that are normally missing then? Or what are the kind of problems? Or do people just not manage benefits very well at all?
I think it's partly that the sort of skills that are required to manage benefits are the sort of skills that aren't in the part of the organisation that bought the service. So IT people might not have those kind of financial benefit realisation skills. Also, the benefits are typically a combination. There's financial stuff, there's softer stuff. So collecting all of those things together might not be so easy. And also, it needs to start from the beginning. If it doesn't happen in the first 6 months, then it won't happen at all. So those early days are when people are thinking about stabilising the service, transitioning the service, all of those early activities, and it distracts a little bit from doing the benefits realisation tracking.
Right, and so is there a problem quantifying the actual benefits you're going to get when everybody is focused on just the delivery of the project?
Yeah, for sure. And part of the problem with quantifying something is that it's moving. Things are changing. So you're measuring against a baseline. The baseline needs to be updated to reflect the changes before you can then measure where the benefits are coming in. And that, it can get quite complicated quite quickly.
Yeah.
Again, it comes back to not doing it from day one. If it's not done from day one and that baseline isn't changed from day one, you've lost it. You've lost the opportunity to really be measuring against something sensible.
Right. So quite often, when you initially apply your governance framework at the beginning, it can be sort of soft. I guess it can be moving to begin with before you sort of settle down then.
Yeah, for sure. Exactly. So typically, you initiate a service. You think you know what it is that's going to work. Early operational problems mean that you have to throw an extra server in there. You have to change your resourcing model. And things have therefore changed. You're getting more. If you don't update the baseline, then it's going to erode what looks like your benefit.